This is your daughter.
Stay here.
What's your earliest memory?
It's just a sound and sky.
My father with his diamond eyes, his voice life size. He says, follow, follow.
Us to other people, and they make the world seem like a bigger place, and they're fun to tell.
Well, not all men are sad and lonely and angry.
No.
You're up?
Yep.
Falcon Weird. I just want to be one of them. I would like to sit down with them and have a drink and talk about anything. I'd like them to give me some tobacco, a glass of wine, or even just ask me, how are you today? And I would answer, and we would talk. And from time to time, I'd make a sketch of one of them as a gift. They would accept it, maybe, and keep it somewhere. And a woman would smile at me and ask, are you hungry? Would you like something to eat? A piece of ham, some cheese, or maybe a fruit?
The legend is that General Wu goes to the top of this mountain to meditate. And he pondered all the questions of life. And the legend says that he decides to jump off the mountain. And when he jumped off, he reemerged, it says, as a spirit or a dragon and became immortal.
A note on the experience of hearing rain falling. This evening, I came out the front door of the house and it was raining. I stood for a few minutes, lost in the beauty of it. Rain brings out the contours of what's around you, in that it introduces a blanket of differentiated and specialized sound which fills the whole of the audible environment. If only there could be something equivalent to rain falling inside. Then the whole of a room would take on shape and dimension. Instead of being isolated, cut off, preoccupied internally, you are presented with a world. You are related to a world. You are addressed by a world. Why should this experience strike one as being beautiful? Cognition is beautiful. It's beautiful to know.
Have you lost your mind, Jean?
No, I don't think I have.
Have you ever been in an institution? Cells.
Cells.
Do they keep you in a cell? Cells.
Cells.
When you're not performing your duties, do they keep you in a little box? Cells.
Cells.
Interlinked.
Interlinked.
What's it like to hold the hand of someone you love? Interlinked.
Interlinked.
Do they teach you how to feel finger to finger? Interlinked.
Interlinked.
Do you long for having your heart interlinked? Interlinked.
Interlinked.
Do you dream about being interlinked?
Interlinked.
What's it like to hold your child in your arms? Interlinked.
Interlinked.
Do you feel that there's a part of you that's missing? Interlinked.
Interlinked.
Within cells, interlinked.
Within cells, interlinked.
Why don't you say that three times? Within cells, interlinked.
Within cells, interlinked. Within cells, interlinked. Within cells, interlinked.
I knew I had come from there, and that someday I would go back. What are days for? To wake us up? To put between the endless nights? What are nights for? To fall through time. Into another world.
Be fine. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You just gotta keep her close. And you're gonna figure it out. You're gonna have each other. I'm standing in the room where she was dying. She's talking in a high new voice I've never heard before. Why are there so many animals on the ceiling now? She says. What are the very last things you say in your life? What are the last things you say before you turn into dirt?
suppose if I had an essential goal on the cruise right now, it would be to exhibit the fact that I'm thrilled to be alive and to still be respected. I suppose the soulful or the Buddhist out there might ask, why do you need respect from others? The thrill to be alive, that's your own business. You can do that in your living room. But that's not what the cruise is for me. The cruise is about the searching for everything worthwhile in existence. I mean, I will appreciate the beauty of a flower, and then likewise, I will stand exhibitionistic and have the flower appreciate the beauty of me. Well, that's how I feel about cruising right now. And I would say having a quote-unquote intimate love affair with a flower is far more psychotic and riveting than having an intimate love affair, quote-unquote, with some of the banal creatures of the human race. Although I'd be into that too. Yeah, I don't know. If you ask me,
waking reflection is that my dreaming life is still denying the reality. I felt as if I was banging my head, my whole body against the wall of blindness. A desperate need to break through this curtain, this veil which surrounded me. Come out into the world of light out there. Thank you.
How are you getting along? We'd love to see you sometime. We don't realize how the time passes. Anyhow, thank you again.